Welcome back to the Morgan Streetman Show. I'm Roxanne Wilder. As promised, we have a very special guest with us today. And Morgan, this is obviously someone who you know from being in the legal world.
Yeah, this is a friend of mine, Joran Jenkins. And she's a very impressive lady. I don't want to take up too much time introducing her. But one thing that I think folks wouldn't get out of her unless they really pried is that she actually went very young to Yale. Now she's rolling her eyes at me a little bit.
That.
She skipped high school, went to Yale, and graduated. Joran, at what age?
I graduated from Yale when I was 19. Yeah.
See?
Wow.
Who does that? Who does that?
I didn't bother with the high school diploma.
I like your style. She's a creative genius, so she went right to Yale. I love it.
So you were there, exactly. So you were there so young, and then you have 20-some-year-olds on campus, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, how was that? Did they treat you a little bit different?
Or? Absolutely. Okay. I didn't find out till after the fact, but the ratio of men to women was 7-1. I was in the fourth graduating class with women.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so all my buddies, all guys in the dorm, were so much older than I, they all had an agreement that they would not ask me out.
Aww.
And so I thought that I was just not that attractive.
Isn't that sweet of them? You're only, what, 15, 16? Those guys,
I tell you what.
That's a group of stand-up Yaleys right there.
Yes.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, or the main reason we wanted to have you on, is because you are a specialist and your focus is in collaborative divorce. And this is kind of a new area of divorce law that a lot of people aren't familiar with. So I wanted to start off just have you tell us a couple of statistics about the likelihood that one gets divorced. And also, what can your standard divorce, if you what we call, I think, is a contested divorce, what can that cost folks?
Yeah, so big question, not easy to answer. Nobody thinks they're going to get divorced. And, you know, so a lot of you are probably thinking you'll go get a sandwich right now and you come back when I'm done.
Yeah.
And then next week you'll find out that maybe this information is helpful, if not to you, then to your mother or your son or whomever.
Someone you know.
50% of all first marriages end in divorce. And strangely, 67% of all second marriages and 74% of all third marriages end in divorce. And I tell my clients it's because when you go to court, you don't learn anything except how to fight. So we now offer this thing called collaborative divorce. I still do trial work. I do a lot of it because sometimes you can't avoid it. But the collaborative divorce option has become the go-to option for people who really want just to restructure their family. They don't want to destroy anything. They don't want to hurt anybody. And, you know, it's strange because I see so many people who are affected by the divorce around them. I got a call the other day from a woman who is a partner in a finance firm. Because her partner, the guy, was being so messed up by his wife's shenanigans, it was affecting this woman's work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just partners.
Imagine not affecting him personally and emotionally.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Well, let's say you get, I mean, let's say you're going to get a divorce, and you whether it's something that you chose or your partner chose, and you just know about the traditional route, which is that you fight with your partner tooth and nail.
Yeah.
What can that wind up, on average, costing you?
Well, if you have the funds to make it cost this much, it'll run you about $100,000 each.
$100,000
each. Most people look at me and they go, oh, my wife will never spend that. Or, oh, my husband would never do that to me. And then the months go on and the bad things happen and they keep going to court and the lawyers are doing the lawyer thing. And
it
next thing
up.
You know, it adds up.
Well, nobody spends the $100,000 at the beginning, right? It start off and it's $5,000 here and $10,000 there.
That's
and
right.
Next thing you know, you're in so deep that now you feel like you've got to win.
Yeah.
So that's what you don't want to do.
The judges like to look at the clients and go, are you really want to pay for your lawyer's kids' college education, or do you want to pay for your own kids' college education?
So now tell us about this other option, collaborative.
Well, collaborative, so the one thing about collaborative is that the two lawyers, the husband's lawyer, the wife's lawyer, or the husband's lawyer and the husband's lawyer, or whatever, agree in a signed written agreement that they will not go to court, that they are there to work an agreement that the parties can agree to, can live with. And that kind of takes court out of the picture. Now, by the way, the parties can always decide that they're done with collaborative, it's not working, we're going to court. And they just hire new lawyers, which happens all the time in the courtroom process. So it's just that the lawyers have a different mindset.
And the beauty of that is you don't have a judge making the determination because the judge is never going to get the full context of what that relationship was like.
Right, right.
Yeah, I've heard countless people complaining that, you know, the judge didn't understand, they didn't, didn't get it.
They didn't get to tell their whole story.
Right. Yeah. Sided with the wrong person.
Yeah.
I mean, so all collaborative is confidential as well.
Oh, yeah. It's well, there are any number of pluses. Collaborative will definitely take less time. It will definitely cost less than going to war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are cheaper options. Let's not forget mediation and just working things out at the kitchen table. There are cheaper options. But collaborative will cost less than courtroom. It takes less time. You make the decisions, not some judge who doesn't know you or know your kids. Or let's not forget, judges are people. They may not share your values.
Right. Right.
So there
like, what about the vaccines issue? I mean, that's got to be one that comes up.
Oh, there are cases where the father wants the kid to be vaccinated and the mom does not, and a judge gets to decide. Oh, my gosh, a judge gets to decide if your kids get vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not
crazy.
That's not how you want. You don't want the judge running your life. You want to stay in some level of control.
Oh, and if you have a judge who's a friend who's a judge, the judge will tell you all day long, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
You should make those decisions.
Mm-hmm. They never they don't like being put into that role. They know that they're not doing the greatest job at it as a function of just not having the time, not having the knowledge.
Well, they don't. They also don't have the education. So we often involve a mental health professional in the collaborative process. This is someone who understands body language, who understands parenting issues, who understands adolescence and growing up and what's good for kids at certain ages, what's good for boys, what's good for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will often use them either as a child specialist or maybe as a facilitator in the process. We also sometimes use a financial neutral. So these are neutral people who are part of the team. But I like to explain to my clients that this is the one process where it's not us against them. It's not wife's team against husband's team. It's actually the whole team working towards a common goal of getting to agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably different than most other areas of law that you've practiced.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I have 38 years of, of courtroom experience. I mean, I've been in the trenches for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk about courtroom all day long.
And the financial side of it is important, too, because like you said, you can bring in that financial expert, and then it's the responsibility of the parties involved to disclose everything about their finances.
It's
that's
very,
one of those agreements.
It's very transparent.
Make.
Yep. It's very transparent. But really, the clincher is the lawyers agree that they won't go to court.
Mm-hmm.
That's the clincher. Everything else is extra. The mental health person, the financial person. I just came from a meeting, directly actually, from a meeting where the financial guy pretty much ran the meeting, and the clients were talking to him, and the lawyers were sitting off to the side, kind of making suggestions, but not really running the show. We don't run the show. The neutrals usually do.
Well,
and
it takes that combative nature of it, the us or them, mutually assured destruction, off the table.
Right.
And then once you get that off the table and just say, hey, that's not an option.
Yeah.
Then maybe people can find another way forward. I mean, the truth is, even when they go through this mutually assured destruction, Joran, you and I know that there's a cycle. In other words, they're much more enthusiastic about destroying their partner early on.
Yeah.
Before they've spent a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And usually by the
and
end of it,
worn out.
Yeah, they're worn out.
They've
capitulated.
They're
essentially
stressed.
They're stressed to death. They've spent all this money, and they just want out of it.
Yeah.
And
Joran, have you ever had a couple get back together after they began the collaborative process?
Oh, yeah.
It happens. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I like to tell people that clients learn things in the collaborative process. So they learn to co-parent. They learn to communicate. They learn to talk to each other again. I had a woman come out of her divorce, her collaborative divorce, and when we walked out of the courthouse, they were divorced. She threw her arms around her husband and said, I hope you know I will always love you. And the team was there, and we all just got teary-eyed. But then I had another woman who, in her debriefing, said to me, I learned to hear my husband again. It just sounded different when one of the neutrals said the same thing he had just said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just the art of communication.
Yeah.
And that's where the gloves are off in that situation.
We learn not when we're in stress and when we're, you know, in a marriage where things aren't going right, we stop listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can learn to listen again and also to learn to talk again, it's not all you did this and you did this and you did this. It's this is how I feel. Can you understand how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's it's touchy feely, but it makes a difference.
It's got a bit of a counseling aspect almost to it.
You know, I am now telling people I've always been an advocate, but now I'm an advisor. Mm-hmm. I've always been a champion, but now I'm a counselor, a mm-hmm. true counselor, which is what lawyering was supposed to be all about to begin with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's very interesting. One thing I would like you to let folks know is that most lawyers don't know this collaborative process like you do. I mean, you've really jumped into this with both feet when it came about. I don't know how many years it's been around, but it hadn't been around that long.
Yeah.
And you've become kind of one of the local experts on it. But most lawyers that folks might go to in a divorce situation, this would be an uncomfortable area for them.
Well, I'm hoping, I used to do legal malpractice work, and I'm hoping that it will soon be legal malpractice not to know collaborative practice. Because mm-hmm. if you don't tell your client all the possible options, then you're doing your client a disservice. And the legislature in Florida has now passed a law allowing people to do collaborative. It's legislating how collaborative works. So it's now official. We could always do it before, but it's official now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking that it's soon going to become modus operandi. You're going to have to know it and explain it, or you're going to get in trouble.
Well, but until that happens, I mean, folks need to be cognizant that not everybody knows it. And they
right.
should, if they're getting into a divorce situation, whether they're thinking about filing papers themselves or maybe they've just gotten served with papers and it's kind of surprised them, they ought to contact you, I think, and at least sit down with you. Do you offer that as a free consultation?
I always do process consultations. I can do them with one person or I can do them with the couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not practicing law to explain to people what mediation is, what collaboration is, what cooperation is, what kitchen table divorce is. And I offer those various options to my clients. If they don't have a lot of money, I'll help them reach an agreement, just me.
Mm-hmm.
If they think they've got an agreement, I'll draft it up for them and then we can massage it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell them how to go to court and get their divorce themselves once they got that agreement. There are a lot of different options for getting divorced.
So, nobody says, you know what, I think I really want to spend a lot of money on this divorce.
That's right.
Well, and one thing I'd like to tell the folks at home, give them an idea of what would a collaborative divorce cost you? Because we heard about what it could cost each side if you go to war. So what does it cost if you work together toward a good
end? Well, it's funny because this finance partner that I mentioned earlier said to me, you know, I've already sown the field. I've told him it's going to be a little bit of a nut up front, but you're going to save so much money if you mm-hmm. go to Joran. Our collaborative divorces with two neutrals generally run $30,000 to $32,000. That's for the whole family. That's both husband and wife.
It's like 15% of what it might cost you to do it the other way.
Right, because if you go to trial, you're going to spend $200,000.
That's a huge savings, and it also helps you to live the rest of your life under less stress.
That's right.
We loved having Joran Jenkins join us today. She's an attorney, and we learned so much about collaborative divorce. And Joran, where can we find you online?
I'm at openpalmlaw.com. Open palm because an open palm holds more than a closed fist.
I like that.
Martial arts stuff going on there.
Well, yeah, my husband has four black belts.
Watch
so
out.
So he helped with the marketing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Joran, thanks so much for coming on. Fascinating stuff.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much.